Ah, yes, hello, dears. This is the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, and it is a pleasure and an honor to once again have an opportunity to connect. So we are very, very excited about the question that's being posed to us today, and that is, how can you use collective consciousness to solve problems in the world? And this is going to be one of the greatest challenges for you for this year, for 2011, and that is to shift your perspective about how you operate, how you create your reality. You think that there are things that you have to do outside of yourself in order to create change, but in reality, change happens from within. And it is a state of beingness that you hold. It is a frequency, because as you are a creative being, your part in the co-creative process is to hold frequency. The universe matches in form. So as you start pulsing out a specific frequency and are maintaining that frequency, you start to see it reflected in your physical reality. So as you go here for the coming year, you're going to find that it's not so much what you do in the world, but rather the state of being that you hold as you move through it. Now, we said this time and time again, and to be quite frank, we can't say it enough. Because you are so conditioned in mass consciousness to think about what you've got to do. You've got to go out and change the world. No, what you've got to do is change from within. Because you are connected to all that is. If you want to consider it the divine matrix, you can call it that. If you want to consider it collective consciousness, you can call it that. But you are connected to everyone and everything in this universe. It's impossible for you to be disconnected. But the beauty of the 3D game is that you project yourself into a reality in which you maintain the illusion that you are separate. And it's very, very unique. This is why it's so much fun for you all to incarnate into 3D, because it is so unlike your natural state of being, where you know that you are connected to everyone and everything. So here you are in the midst of things, and you think that you're separate. What a wonderful game. But also, there are some challenges, as you all are quite aware, to feeling separate. So as you go, it's going to become more and more important for you to see yourself as being connected to all things. And that's when you can create the greatest change. Now, because you are holographic in nature, what happens to the microcosm happens to the macrocosm. So as you create change within, the information of how that change is created and generated, how you go through the process of integration, is then shared with collective consciousness. When enough of you start to hold that resonant frequency, what happens is you create a template. And if you want to think of it like having a recipe on how to make a cake, if you've never made a cake before, you're not really certain where to begin, what are you putting into it? You may not have a clue, and you may be putting the wrong things into it, so it doesn't taste very good. But eventually you get the hang of it, and you figure out how to bake a cake, and you've created the recipe. So it's much easier for someone else to come along and say, ah, how do I make this? And you say, here's the recipe. And this is what happens. You put that information into the collective consciousness as a template, and it makes it much, much easier for others to repeat the experiment, as it were, to find that frequency. Now, the only place that you can create change is from within. So as you remember your divine state, that you are always connected to everyone and everything, once you get still within and you connect to collective consciousness, nothing is outside of yourself at that point. And because everything is a part of you, you are able to create change. This is how alchemy is done. Whether you're talking about alchemy of DNA or whether you're talking about changing silver into gold, it's all the same. That when you want to start working with matter and changing matter, you have to be connected to it as a part of it, as it is a part of you. Because if your perception is that it is outside of yourself, you will never, ever be able to alter it. The last thing we want to say here about creating change is that you all get very triggered and activated, thinking again that there's something that you have to do in order to make that change. And again, we point you inward. If you're looking at the state of the world and you see a lot of manipulation going on, specifically in your governments, in your political situations, and you feel very activated by it, look and see in your own life where you are either manipulating or being manipulated. Because if it is in your conscious awareness that this is going on in the collective consciousness, then it is somewhere in your own personal field. Deal with it in your own life. As you deal with the problem in your own life, and enough of you start to make this shift and make this adjustment, you will start to see it reflected in collective consciousness. This is how true change happens, and it does not take a majority of you in order to make this change. It takes a very, very small number of you to generate tremendous change. Because, again, as we said, you will create a template, and it makes it much, much easier for those who are on the fence, as it were, to align themselves with the new frequency. Have fun creating. The way the game is structured down here is through attraction and reflection. Everything you need to know about the programs that are running in your own personal vehicle, in your own personal field, is reflected back to you through strangers, through loved ones, through co-workers, through enemies. Your belief system that you are pulsing out, your emotional system that you're pulsing out, is reflected back to you. That is the most powerful universal law that you have at your disposal right now, the law of reflection. So use it. The things you want to see change in the world, how is that being played out at your personal level? And make the change personally. And as more and more of you begin to do this, you will see tremendous change in the world. It is always a pleasure to have the opportunity to share our perspective with you, dear ones. And we are watching and sending many well wishes.